You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of More Talk Now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram. Let's just be glad for the time together.
That's such a treat and now, Kiss is not a great band, but they are kind of fun. On this day in 1983, Kiss appeared without their makeup for the very first time. Well, I mean, they had no makeup before they became Kiss, and you know, when they were kids and stuff. But very first time during an interview in MTV promoting the release of their new album, the title song, which you just heard, Lick It Up. And they appeared on the cover of Lick It Up sans makeup. It didn't exactly resurrect their careers or lead to hit singles, so the makeup came back on not that long afterwards. But on this day in 1983, people saw Kiss for the very first time without their makeup on MTV. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Joining us on the phone lines now, without makeup, as far as I know, Kyle Drennan, Media Research Center senior news analyst and a contributing editor to Newsbusters. Of course, find them at newsbusters.org. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate taking some time with us today. You can find Kyle's stuff, as I mentioned, up at Newsbusters. And, of course, Brett Kavanaugh is top of mind for everyone listening. And your most recent pieces just from yesterday as the morning shows discuss the public accusations. Only one network identifying both the accuser and her lawyer as Democrat activists. And, I mean, you could spin a wheel, I guess. And it was NBC, just so people know. But no one else making these mentions.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And, you know, at least NBC had one question to her lawyer about the fact that the accuser is a Democrat, though they didn't ask the lawyer herself, who was also a very well-known, Deborah Katz, a well-known Democratic activist. And then Megyn Kelly sort of took it further and really went into more detail on her show at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, but that was missing from the other networks.
Which is, the morning shows are not known for their attention to detail in that way, I suppose. <It's> just...
no, unfortunately not.
Yeah. So Kyle also wanted to ask, Brent Pozell, who's head of Media Research Center, stating Congress must investigate claims that Google tried to fix the election. We saw the video last week, a report also on the video that was released, and then more. An email from Google Multicultural Marketing Department head describing the company's silent donation to boost Latino voting turnout in the 2016 election. What's that about?
Well, yeah, basically, this Tucker Carlson first reported this on Fox News. And it's Google was working with this left-leaning organization, Voto Latino, which was all about trying to motivate, the Hispanic vote for Democrats to mobilize it. And Google was partnering with that organization. So, I mean, that right there is a problem. But then the head of their, multicultural division was very upset when Donald Trump won and was basically sending out this email saying, our Democratic, Hispanic users are going to be very upset by this. And, she was sort of like lamenting that Google had failed them in some way because Hillary Clinton didn't win and Donald Trump won instead. And it was just sort of very clear that, this Google executive was clearly rooting for the Democrats over the Republicans, and she was partnering with this liberal organization to help mobilize the Hispanic vote for Democrats. I mean, it seems pretty clear what side of the aisle Google was rooting for and working for.
And when we see the video and we see a story like this, and I mentioned this earlier, it goes to show the incredible homogeneity behind the scenes, in the hires up at Google. No one thought anyone would have a problem with what was said at that meeting. No one thought anyone would have a problem with what was laid out here. It is, for people who discuss diversity, they certainly don't mean diversity of political opinion when it comes to who's in the leadership at Google.
No, not at all. Clearly, everybody's on the left and, everybody's sort of rooting for Democrats. I mean, if you don't have diversity of ideas, then, you know, it's not really true diversity. And, you know, this, of course, comes as Google and all these other major tech companies and social media companies are all under fire here for being accused of political bias and being accused of, you know, having processes and algorithms that are unfair to conservatives. And, you know, this kind of just provides evidence showing that they do have a bias. And that's why our president, Brett Bozell, is calling on Congress to look into this, to investigate it, to do some oversight of this, because this is a major issue. You need to be able to trust these companies that they're not basically giving in-kind contributions to one side of political aisle or the other.
Kyle Drennan with us, Media Research Center's senior news analyst, contributing editor to Newsbusters at newsbusters.org. We got about a minute left, Kyle. I'm not asking you to predict the news, but, you know, past performance can predict some future things happening. When it comes to how the Kavanaugh situation is going to play out over the next week or so before we get to the Monday hearings, what do you expect from the media?
Well, you know, like as yesterday showed, you know, I sort of expect them to, I think they'll be a little bit cautious, a little bit measured, because they want to be careful, especially since they have, you know, a lot of skeletons in their own closets in the media with these issues. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we saw yesterday, they're going to leave out key facts and details. They're really, you know, are they really going to get into the political affiliation of the accuser, of her attorney, of, you know, the fact that Democrats held this as a secret for 2 months over the summer? There's a lot of very suspicious timing and political motivation that could be involved here. And not that you know, absolutely know the facts, but it should be put out there so that viewers can have that and make a determination. And if the media is going to leave that part of it out, then people are not really going to get the complete picture of what's going on here.
Kyle Drennan, Media Research Center senior news analyst, contributing editor to Newsbusters, newsbusters.org. Kyle, thanks for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.